Current State on WKAR. For this week's Neighbors in Action segment on Current State, we featured the Lansing JCs. The 80-member-strong Lansing chapter is one of the oldest in the state, and they organize more than 20 community service events every year. Here with us now to tell us more about the Lansing JCs' work, Angela Clock, a former president of the Lansing chapter, and Charlie Root. Welcome to you both.
Hi, thanks for having us.
You're both current members as well.
Yes.
Do I have that right? Briefly, I think a lot of people know about the JCs, but briefly for the people who don't, tell us it's about fostering leadership primarily in younger people through community service projects, correct?
That's correct. The Lansing JCs we're basically a membership organization of all of our members are between 21 and 40 years old, and we foster leadership development through community service. So a lot of our projects are very community focused, even our projects that aren't necessarily community heavy, we also try to get our members to be able to get involved in the community and give them those opportunities to make the next step and be more involved in the community.
What's the centerpiece of your yearly calendar in terms of an event then?
Well, we have a couple actually, and Charlie and I were just talking about those outside. We have a couple coming up. Our annual Easter Icon on the Capitol lawn is at the end of this month on March 30th, and we have done that for over 50 years as a chapter. So it's a free event for the community. It's huge. Last year, we had approximately 2,000 people show up for the event. We have different mascots like the Easter Bunny. Sparty is going to be there this year. McGruff the Crime Dog, Clickett the Cricket, Penalty Fox from the Lansing Derby Vixens is going to be there. So we have a bunch of different mascots for the kids. We stuff thousands of eggs with different goodies, candy, toys, those types of things. And the kids get a chance to, at 11 o'clock when the fire department blows their horn, they get a chance to run out and grab all the eggs. So it's a really cool event to watch with that many people out there.
Charlie Root, how has being a JC member changed you?
It's really made me much more community focused just in my daily life. I constantly find myself thinking about, as things come up throughout the day, thinking about how I can turn this to, through the JCs, help the community in any kind of way.
Okay. Do you feel like it's enabled you to become a stronger leader?
Yeah, because when these ideas come to me, I know that all I have to do to make it happen is take the charge.
Okay.
Tell them I want to do it and make it happen.
What event stands out most in your memory that you participated in?
The one for me is every year around Christmas we do Stuff the Bus. We get a cat a bus in front of the Walmart store in Eastwood. We get clothing and toys for local children that need a happy Christmas. And what did we do this year?
44 kids we helped.
Right. And it's a pretty good haul. I mean, it took 4 or 5 carloads to get everything over to the Salvation Army. And it's a really puts you in the Christmas spirit.
What's the kind of profile of a person who stands to really benefit from the JCs? This is somebody who's developing in their career, maybe making connections in the community, and is really at the prime of their life and stands to gain something from this involvement.
I really think any young person between the ages of 21 and 40, especially if you're coming just out of college and you're looking to make new connections because you're just entering the workforce, it's a fantastic way to gather skills for that. If you're in the middle of your career, I work in nonprofits, so for me, it's one of those things that is very important because I kind of connect different nonprofits together outside of my daily job, but I also need things for my nonprofit, so it's very easy to grab skills or take skills that I've learned in the JCs and take them to work with me. Anyone who's looking to be involved in a variety of nonprofit organizations, because we do partner with many of them here in the Lansing area, I think would stand to benefit from the JCs.
How often do you reevaluate your events and say, let's drop this and let's add something new? Do you come up with new ideas for events, or do you have a core bunch of events that just really, really work for you?
We do this almost all of the time. Every event we have, there's a planning guide that is filled out beforehand, and part of that is a recap at the end suggestions about what you could change to make it better or maybe something to avoid in the future. And those are kept through our history. We have them going back decades. So we're almost constantly reviewing the projects we put on to see if they're beneficial.
Okay.
And as a nonprofit organization, we have a chapter plan that we do every year to kind of plan out the year, and we evaluate that as time goes on over the year, every quarter, and see what works, what doesn't, what was an idea that maybe, you know, we want to take to a different quarter, we want to do it some other time, or just not do it again.
Okay. So. Where did the name JCs come from? What does it stand for?
The JCs, actually, when it began in the 1920s in St. Louis, it was called the Junior Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
And so over time, it has shortened to the Junior Chamber or the JCs. So you'll hear both of those, actually, around this time period.
And now JCs is a word.
Yes.
J-A-Y-C-E-E-S, JCs.
Yeah.
You've got 80 members here in the Lansing area?
Yes.
Do you ever collaborate with other chapters?
Yes, we do. Actually, our chapter has been fairly involved at the Michigan JCs, our parent organization in the state. So we've been fairly involved with them over the last couple of years. So we've gone out to other events in Frankenmuth with their chapter. We've been to events when Charlotte used to have a chapter. We've been to Kalamazoo's events. So we've been all around the state a lot. So
Angela Clock and Charlie Root are members of the Lansing JCs. Thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you'd like to nominate someone or an organization to be featured on our Neighbors in Action segment, please send an email to currentstate@wkar.org, put Neighbors in Action in the subject line, and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do. You can even nominate yourself if you like.